It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I'm glad we're together. Mm-hmm. You know what that is? I showed it to you a couple times before, I think. But not all rolled up like this. Watch. It's my raincoat. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about a time when I wore this raincoat when the wind was very strong. The wind was going... Do you have something that you could blow on and make it move? You know, something like this. Try it. It takes a lot of blowing to make a real strong wind. These are sandals. I was wearing them that day, too, when I was walking along the beach in a very, very windy storm. Yeah. I'd like you to notice how the wind blew my coat. And I'd like you to notice whether I was wearing bare feet in these sandals or whether I had socks on. Yeah. Watch how the wind blows everything and listen for the beautiful music. Thank you. even from the inside, I liked looking out and watching those waves. The wind fairly made them dance. Mm-hmm. Did you notice the wind and what it did? Telephone. Hello? Hi. Oh, fine. Mr. McFeely will. All right, thank you very much. See you then. Bye. That was Audrey of Audrey Cleans Everything, Incorporated. She said she'd be over later, but Mr. McFeely was going to bring some of her equipment here before. Yeah. Oh, do you suppose that's he now? Speedy delivery, if it is. Yep, Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
There we go. This is some of Audrey's cleaning equipment.
She told me you were going to bring it over.
Yep, she's very busy today over at Chef Brockett's Bakery cleaning some of those ovens out.
Oh, boy, she sounds as if she's a busy person just like you.
Yes, she certainly is very busy. You know, her business is cleaning, and my business is delivering. Mm-hmm. And speaking of delivering, I'm in a very big hurry today, so I'll tell you what, I think I'll just... Whisk away, already. Sweet delivery to you, Mr. Rogers. Sweet delivery.
You're a regular comedian, Mr. McFeely. Have a good day.
Good day to you.
Good day to you. Do you know why he did that? Because this is called a whisk broom. And he was making a play on words. He says, I'll just whisk away. She sure has a lot of things, doesn't she? Boy, is that ever. That really feels rough. And this really feels soft. Anybody in your house uses a mop like this? Anybody clean at your house? Lots of things for Audrey Cleans Everything. You know, I think we'll just have some make-believe with our pretend telescope today. Why don't we just think about Grandpère at his Eiffel Tower, and maybe there's some purple left on his French fried potato sign that didn't go away last week by magic. With Lady Elaine. Let's just look into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Alors, regardez mon affiche. Elle est tout à fait pourpre. Ça alors, cette Lady Elaine Fairchild, quelle horreur!
Oh, hello there, Grandpère.
Ah, Monsieur Troll, s'il vous plaît, au secours.
Au secours? What's wrong, Grandpère?
Regardez my sign here. Look at my sign.
Oh, look at it. It's still purple.
Exactement.
Oh, boy. It looks like the same purple that Lady Elaine was making.
Oui, oui. Mais qu'est-ce que je vais faire?
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
That's what I'm asking you. Oh. Qu'est-ce que je vais faire?
Well, I could get Lady Elaine to try to find her, and she could get her boomerang.
Oh, would you do it, please?
Sure.
Oh, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Okay. Poor Grandpère. Wonder what else is still purple. Castle seems all right. Tree. Hen's door is red again. And Exile's door is orange again. Trunk looks the same color as it used to be. Everything else looks just the way it always was. Oh, there she is. Hi, Lady Elaine. Listen, Grandpère has a little trouble of their difficulty with Lady Elaine, can you hear? She looks like she's wearing earmuffs. Lady Elaine, little problem over there. I've got to talk to you.
Sorry, sweetie. I can't hear with my earphones on.
Oh, earphones. But Lady Elaine, it's very important. Listen, dear. Come here. I've got to talk to you. It's very important. Please.
Oh. Well, what is it, sweetie? What's the trouble, Bubble?
It's about the purple.
Yes? What about it?
Well... It's gone from all over the neighborhood.
Right. Yeah, I just took it and whee off it went.
Except
what?
Grandpère's palm frit sign.
You mean it's still on his French fried potato sign.
Still there.
A little bit of purple still here. Well, I'll be. Listen, I'll get together my boomerang and be right there to help. Toot toot.
Okay, thanks. I didn't know Lady Elaine liked music. It's funny, she had those earphones on. She couldn't hear what I was saying. She was listening to music. Grandpère?
Oh, but for any luck?
Oui. I found Lady Elaine, and she's going to bring her boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Ah, bon, c'est très bien, ça. Oh, here she comes now.
Well, here we are. Hi, Grandpère. We'll have this mix-up over in just a jiffy.
Ah, très bien, Madame Fairchild.
Okay, boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Uh-oh. Nothing happened, Lady Elaine.
Well, I guess I must have said it too fast. Oh, boy. Here goes again. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. I was afraid of that.
Well, let's think of something else.
If magic won't work, nothing will.
Wait a minute.
What?
How about a vacuum cleaner?
Well, McFeely's supposed to be delivering a fan to me. We could fan it away. Oh, there he is.
Mr. McFeely, listen, would you come here a second? Because we need to...
I can't stay long, Robert. Well, I have a delivery for Lady Elaine Fairchild.
You can deliver it right here, Speedy.
Oh, why, Lady Elaine, there you are. This is the biggest fan I've ever seen, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, I like it.
There you go. There's the delivery, Robert Troll, for Lady Elaine.
Now, okay. Robert Troll here needs a vacuum cleaner, too. Do you think you could find him one?
A vacuum cleaner? Now, Lady Elaine, I'm very busy today.
Yeah, but we've got to get the purple off of that sign.
The purple off of that sign. Well, all right, Robert Troll. I think Miss Polifica has one. I'll go check on it.
Okay, you check on it.
McFeely. That's it. Good.
Vous croyez that you could fan away the purple?
Oh, I'll give it a try anyway, Robert Troll.
Fan it?
Yeah, just fan, fan, fan.
Okay.
It's a big one, isn't it? I wanted it for the museum.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to
give it a fan. Give it a fan. That's it. That's it. Fan away, purple. Fan away, fan away, fan away.
Monsieur, merci, but it is not going to work, il paraît.
Oh, come on, give it another try. If my boomerang can't do it, maybe the fan can.
Okay, maybe
fan can. That's it. Bennett, that's it.
Maybe I would just get another sign. Maybe that would be the best.
Okay, if you
need delivery, here's a vacuum cleaner, Robert Troll.
Good.
It's all plugged in and ready to go.
Good. Okay.
Should I give it a try?
Oh, why don't you? Yes.
Already now there's a switch down here. I'll just try it.
That's it. Put it right along there.
There you go. Well.
Any luck?
Nothing seems to be happening out here.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
I've got it. Shut that thing off.
All right, Lady Elaine. I've got it.
I have the idea. That's it. I know exactly what to do.
What is it, Lady Elaine?
Well, Grandpère, how would you say boomerang, toomerang, soomerang in French?
Well, now, Lady Elaine, you carry this on yourself. I have a project for the king, and I'm very busy today. Speedy delivery.
Okay, carry on. Go on, McFeely. Now, how would you say that in French?
Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang, en français. I don't know.
Oh, please try.
Let me see. Well, I think if you would just say it, it would sound French, like boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Okay, here goes. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. I quit. How am I going to get rid of this stuff?
It is very discouraging, isn't it? Very discouraging.
Yes, hey,
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Oh, hi, Dr. Bill. Well,
what's wrong, Lady Elaine?
Well, see that purple on the sign there? It's my fault.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, it won't come off, Dr. Bill, and we've tried everything.
Well, have you asked my wife?
Your wife?
Aye.
No, why?
Well, ask her. She has lots of good ideas, but I've got to get back to my office now.
Okay, Dr. Bill.
I'll go ask Elsie Jean. Maybe she'll know something.
Well, good luck.
Okay.
Bonne chance.
Bonne chance.
Bonne chance.
Elsie Jean, maybe she will know. Boy, that'd be good if she did. Elsie Jean.
How's our troll friend today?
Fine, thank you. Listen, we need your help, Elsie Jean.
Well, I'll be glad to help if I can.
How would you get purple stuff off of a sign?
Well, first I'd try soap and water.
Soap and water? Yeah, we never thought of that. Grumpier, soap and water. Get the soap and water and rags and sponges and everything ready. Soap and water, that's terrific. Thanks a lot, Elsie Jean. Bye. Soap and water, sure. Get the soap and scrub it off. That'll work. Yeah.
Well, here it is, the soap and water.
Oh, good.
Right down there. Soap and water? Never just, thought of that.
Yeah, just watch. Watch how this works.
You mean you're just going to wash it off?
Yeah. Hang it out there like that. Now, let's see.
Regardez-moi ça. Regardez-moi ça. C'est excellent, ça, des pommes frites. Regardez le pommes frites sign.
Oui, oui.
That Elsie Jean knows a special kind of magic.
Oh, that wasn't magic at all, Lady Elaine.
Ça ne fait rien, monsieur. Thank you so much. If you excuse me, I will go get some pommes frites ready to go.
Oh, good. French fried potatoes.
Trolley.
Yes, Lady Elaine.
Admit it. That was my fault, wasn't it, that mess?
Well, yes, it was your fault.
I made a mess, and I couldn't unmake it.
Well, that's what happens to most people some of the time.
So what do you do in a case like that?
Well, you could tell the truth and admit that you were wrong.
You mean say I'm sorry?
Yes.
Me in person?
If you really are sorry.
Voici des pommes frites.
Oh, boy.
Voici des pommes frites pour vous, Lady Elaine.
For me? The one who wrecked your sign?
Of course.
You know something, Grandpère?
What, Madame Fairchild?
I'm sorry that I got that purple all over your pomfrette sign.
I believe you, Madame Fairchild. Here, have some pomfrette.
Lady Elaine said she was sorry. Good people sometimes think bad things. Good people dream bad things, don't you? Good people even say bad things. Once in a while we do. Good people sometimes wish bad things. Good people try bad things, they do. Good people even do bad things. Once in a while we do. Has anybody said you're good lately? Has anybody said you're nice? And have you wondered how they could? Lately, wondered once or twice. Did you forget that good people sometimes think bad things? Good people try bad things, don't you? Good people even do bad things once. In a while, we do. Good people sometimes do. Has anybody said that you were good lately? Did you wonder who that might be? Yep, it's Audrey. Audrey cleans
Hi,
everything.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
Oh, I see Mr. McFeely. Delivered my cart. He was kind enough to offer because I had the bucket to carry. I'm in kind of a hurry today, so I'm going to get started a little early.
Okay, can I help you?
Yes, you can move the table with me. I'd like to get it out of the way. Over here. All right. I'm going to sweep first, and then I'll get started with the scrubbing. While I'm doing this, you want to fill the red bucket with some water?
Sure. Sorry.
That's all right. Are your feet a little...
Hot or cold water?
Warm to hot.
Warm.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting this top dust off before I start to, scrub.
Mr. McFeely says you've really been busy.
Oh, I certainly have.
I'm glad your business is good.
It's just marvelous. I have some people over at the, grounds today, and I have a crew over at, the Brockett Bakery, which is not a terribly easy job.
There's big ovens and all.
All right.
Now, where do you want this, Audrey?
I want that in the bucket there, please. All right. Put a little soap in here. I am kind of in a rush today.
Yeah.
Here. All right.
You mind if we watch?
No. I'm delighted to have you watch, as long as you don't get in my way.
Yep.
That's it.
Which way are you going? Along
I'm
here.
Going along there.
Better get over here, then.
Forgot the weight basket. We'll get that out of the way. Don't step on any of the wet...
No, I won't. That looks like fun. Could I try it?
You certainly can. Over here.
Looks easier than it is.
Oh, Mr. Rogers. I think maybe I better take over there. While your floor is drying, I'm going to check on a few other things I have to do. The Brockett's Bakery. That's some job, cleaning those ovens. Can you imagine what that kitchen's like? Okay. Now, don't step on the floor.
All right.
I'll be back to wax it when it's dry. Oh, speaking of business, I have a little business to take up with you. I have your bill for cleaning, waxing, sweeping, washing.
Boy, I hadn't realized it. Oh, I remember that time for the second window washing.
Oh, that's when you had Al Warden coming and you called the office and wanted someone right over.
Yeah. Get Thanks those very much.
Clean. You're welcome. I'll be back to wax it as soon as I've checked on the other jobs.
Okay, Audrey.
See you later.
Glad your business is so good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. She's a busy one, isn't she? You know, that really looked easy, the way she was like that, you know? And when you try it, it's not so easy. No, I better feed the fish. She said not to step on the kitchen floor. Oh, we can do it from here. Good people sometimes step on kitchen floors. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they forget and do it. Mm-hmm. Good people even get wet mops sometimes. You know, I remember when I was little, I used to take mops and march around with them. Ever use anything that your parents use for cleaning to do other things? Oh, there have been times that I took a scrub brush and I'd go like this all over the place. Yeah. Well, haven't we had a time? From remembering about a storm with wind to mopping up the kitchen floor. Aunt Audrey's a busy woman. Yeah, she has people working all over town for her business. I think it's fine. You know, girls can grow up to be women who do businesses like that. Boys can grow up to be men who have businesses like that. Gives me a good feeling to think that you'll be growing up to do something that you like to do and that you're good at. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you. What a good present ideas are. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Did you notice whether I had socks on or whether I had bare feet in these sandals? I had bare feet, didn't I? It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. Feeling we know that we're friends. I like you just the way you are. Today, tomorrow, and always. See you then. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.